A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Ayin Tes, Chulin 79a, pagination is 157. Our topic is a pered, a mule, which is the result of a union between a horse and a donkey. Now, this could take place with the mother being one type, or the mother being the other type, as long as it's joining a horse and a donkey, it'll produce a mule. And we have a number of considerations here, but they all are routed to the discussion of Choshishin Lezera Ha'av, if we're concerned by animals with what is the father. And that works in a negative sense, because it'll create kelayim, it'll create a different type of animal, and you're not allowed to breed different types together, and you're not allowed to pull different types, have them pull things together. These are acts of kelayim. There are number of different types of kelayim. We're familiar with the kelayim that's called shatnez. That's shua tavoy venoz, when threads of wool and linen are joined together. There's another type of kelayim regarding planting and grafting, those discussions. And then we have kelayim regarding breeding, which is one of our discussions now. And in halacha, it's not the piece that we're going to be choosing for today, but in halacha, you also have the harnessing of two different types of animals. So if we include the father's status in assessing the animal, that's choshishin lezera ha'av, we include the father's status, so then we're defining the animal in consideration of the father's status. And if not, not. Now, the topic of pered, just to appreciate the interconnection between topics, is a favorite one in Perek Shira. We have indications that the pered in Perek Shira is making reference to Avraham Avinu, who was called by Lot, his nephew, a pered. What's unique about a pered is that even though it's very strong, but it typically cannot have children, and therefore it was hurled as an insult regarding Avram. You're very great, but you have no future. And that's a discussion that we had in Perek Shira regarding that medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha. On yesterday's daf, we encountered a basic machlokas regarding Choshishin Lezera Ha'av or not, if we're concerned regarding the father's status when we assess a child. Clearly, the child is the child of the mother. Is the father's input considered something regarding yichus, regarding lineage? By an animal, do we include that? Midway on the facing page, the piece that we did yesterday, Tanya, we learned, Osova Espino, the prohibition not to shecht the parent and the child on the same day, Noeg B'nei Kevos, it clearly applies by the mother and its child, Ve'ena Noeg B'Zecharim, but it does not apply by the male parent, according to the first opinion. Chananya Omer Chananya says, Noeg ben bezcharim uvein benekevos. It applies both by the father and by the mother. So this machlokas that we had on yesterday's daf, the facing page right now, is a definitive machlokas. The first opinion, which we would describe as the Rabbanon or the Tanakama, holds definitively that you can shecht the father and the child on the same day, the mitzvah of osova espino is not applicable. Chananya, however, is also definitive. He says it does apply by the zechorim and by the nekevos, both by male and female. And a definitive ruling, whenever you have it, is quite helpful. If you'll recall, also from yesterday's session, the first Mishnah, where we were calculating if one of them was shecht and then the other one was shecht, kodshim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we wanted to know if it was fitting to be in the Beis HaMikdash or not. If you're definitive that it's osova espino because it's the father and the child, then it's not going to be relevant to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore shechting it outside is not a violation because it's not roi zman. It's not the proper time to shecht it. Whenever you have a definitive ruling, it helps you through. On today's daf, however, we find another opinion on this topic, and this opinion holds it's a suffix, it's a doubt. Let's look at our Gemara, fifth line down, Ditanan, as we learned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hanoladim min asus, if some animal is born from a horse, afapish avien chamor, even though the father is a donkey, this is referring plural, as it says, avihen, both of them are a chamor, mutarim zeboze, these mules are going to be permitted one in the other because they're a perfect match. They're both born from a horse, and they're both with a father that's a donkey. Aval hanoladim min hachamor im hanoladim min hasus. But if you have those that are born from a donkey with those who are born from a horse, even though both of them are mules, and both of them, therefore, we're describing, have a horse and a mule as a parent, but it's interchanged. Which one is the father? Which one is the mother? Asurin, it's forbidden. And the reason, of course, is because he's in doubt. As we actually said yesterday in Halacha, we're in doubt which way to paskin. And therefore, we have to be concerned in both directions. If we do include the father, so then indeed, it's the product of a sus and chamor, horse and donkey. But if you don't include the father, then the fact that the mothers are different is all you're getting a look at. And in that, we see a horse and a donkey as the parents of these two mules respectively, and therefore they're asurim, they're considered different types. Va'amar Rav Yehuda, and the Amora, the Talmudic scholar, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, said in the name of Shmuel, Zu divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, the Omar ein choshishin lezera ha'av. We're not definitively going to factor in the status of the father. Aval chachamim omrim, but there remains the opinion of the chachamim that ko mine pirdos achas hein, all mules are the same. And that's the opinion of Chananya. Man chachamim Chananya hu da amar choshishin lezera ha'av, that we do include the father status, v'hai bar susya v'chamra, v'hai bar chamra v'susya. So this one is the product of a horse and a donkey, and this one is the product of a donkey and a horse. Kula chada mina ninu. According to Chananya, it's all the same type. It makes no difference. They're genetically just getting from the mother, from the father. What's the difference? Now, as we mentioned, we're going to see in Halacha that we're paskening like the doubtful approach. We had a suffix, as we discussed in yesterday's session, whether to pasken like the Chachamim or like Chananya. And that's indeed what we're going to see regarding the laws of Kelayim that this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that has it as a doubt is going to be the opinion that holds sway. In the second chapter titled Resh Tzadi Zayin in Yoredeya, Se'if Tes, we indeed see that if it's the product of a horse and a donkey, together with the product of a donkey of a horse, meaning their parents are not matching, even though they're both mules, the Mechaba writes, Harotza laharkiv pered al pirda olimshach bishtei prados, a person who indeed wants to join two mules, either to attempt to mate them or to draw something like a plow with them, plow or a wagon. Bodek b'simane oznayim v'zonov v'kol, he should check the ears, the tail, and the sound of its braying. Im domim zeloze, if they're similar, b'yadua she'imon mimin echad umutarim, then you can be assured that both of them are the same mother type. And therefore, since you know that they're both the product of a horse and a mule, a horse and a donkey producing a mule, and you know that both of them are presenting in a similar way, so that you know that maternally they're the same, so then you'd be able to mate them together. As the Gemara points out, we're not worried that they're literally two separate entities of a hybrid, such that the part that's a donkey is now working with the part that's a horse, and vice versa. We don't say that. We encounter such a concept by a person who's a half-slave. The Talmud describes that if a person had two owners, one of them freed him, her, then that person, even though financially everything is clear, you just serve the existing master half the time and have half the time to work for yourself, but that doesn't work in marriage application, and this person would not be able to marry a slave status person and wouldn't be able to marry a free status person because they're half slave, and therefore the requirement is to free them. We're not going to say that over here by the animal that's a horse and a donkey. It's not. It's not a horse and a donkey. It's a mule. And both of them are mules. And if you know that they match maternally, then they're going to be the same type. Because even on the approach of doubt, but they're both the exact same doubt. And therefore, they could be mated and used to pull things together. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.